Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 8, the verses 5 to 13. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly." Jesus said to him, "Shall I come and heal him?" The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, let it be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed at that moment. My theme for this reflection is discovering divine surprises. The heart of Matthew 8, 5 to 13 takes us on an unexpected journey of faith. We witness a Roman centurion, traditionally seen as an outsider and potentially even an adversary to the Jewish people, approaching Jesus Christ. But he does not come with the arrogance of power or entitlement. He comes with a profound and humble faith. This centurion, breaking all cultural and social norms, believes that Jesus can heal his servant with just a spoken word. This deep trust in Jesus' power, coming from someone least expected, astonishes even Jesus Christ himself. It serves as a testimony that genuine faith transcends all barriers, boundaries, and biases. My dear friends, this narrative from Matthew is not just a passage from an ancient scripture, but a timeless beacon for our journey of faith today. We live in a world that is swift to judge, categorize, and stereotype. Yet, here is a story that invites us to transcend these man-made barriers and recognize the boundless nature of authentic faith. It encourages us to seek and find God in places and people where we least expect. Furthermore, the humility and profound faith of the centurion compel us to reflect upon our relationship with Christ. It begs the question, are we approaching him with the same level of trust and surrender? There are three questions for reflection today. One, in what surprising places or people have I witnessed genuine faith lately? Two, how might I be unintentionally setting borders around my own faith and understanding of God? And three, reflect on a time when, like the centurion, you approached God with raw, uncompromising faith. How can you cultivate such trust daily? Gracious Savior, Guide our hearts to see beyond the borders we often set. Help us recognize your hand at work in the most unexpected corners of our lives. Ignite in us a faith as deep and unwavering as the centurion's, that we may approach each day with undying trust in your promises. Mold us to be vessels of your inclusive love and humility. In your blessed name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.